Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Episode 189, How to Save Money on Coffee.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we are talking about your takeout coffee addiction. That's right, you in your car.
Driving with your coffee.
Paper cup.
Trying to have coffee talk.
So before we get into bashing you anymore, I know there are some people listening to this that are going to feel directly called out right now.
Well,
It would be me.
You wrote this episode for yourself.
For sure. Yes. So, but first, our sponsors.
Our support for you.
Woo!
We know you've got big financial goals and we want to support you in reaching them through research-backed methods for motivation and education. To do that, last week we launched our digital shop with a ton of affordable workbooks, challenges, and printables to keep you going on your journey to financial freedom. We've extended our launch sale through this week, so we love sales. We are giving everyone a $50 credit to the store with the code 50FREEDOM. That's 50FREEDOM. You know how to spell freedom. Check it out at frugalfriendspodcast.com/shop.
That was like a cheer. This episode is also brought to you by oversized sweaters. Sweaters are nice, but most of them don't cover your hands. You could wear gloves, but if you live in Florida, you might not own gloves, thus leading to the overconsumption of takeout coffee to warm your chilly hands. No more. Enter oversized sweaters. They are so long that they cover your hands completely, ending the plague of frigid digits. You'll save money and make more friends as you take your hands out of your pockets and engage with more inviting body language. Oversized sweaters. Don't buy the next size up. Go for two sizes.
This was such a stretch, Jen, but holy smokes, frigid digits. That really got me over
really
here.
Really, the whole point of this is so I could say frigid digits.
And the jump to how this can save you money on takeout coffee is really genius.
I think I had to just think through my headspace of like when I get like warm takeout coffee in December, like why am I doing it? And half of the reason is just to hold the warm cup. Like, let's be honest, it is so much less about the caffeine for me. I just want the feeling of safety and protection.
Right. I think coffee and, well, yes, safety and protection for your frigid digits. My goodness.
I have a problem with cold fingers.
I think for me, it's just the ritual of it. I don't even know how much the coffee does for me. I just like having it in the morning and starting my day that way.
If I am laying in bed and I think, oh my gosh, it's acceptable for me to have coffee now, it motivates me to get out of bed.
Yeah. So what is with that?
I don't know. Maybe not everyone feels this strongly about coffee, but
they're not listening to this episode.
They're not listening to this episode. Yeah.
So tea drinkers are not listening to this right now.
We assume that you are in this boat with us and that lattes and coffee, while not preventing you from buying a home, can be something that you can minimize.
Absolutely.
I think the frequency of purchases is just as important as the amount they actually cause, mm-hmm. at least for like decluttering the number of transactions we make mm-hmm. in a given month, which is important.
Yeah. And I think thinking through what does it actually provide for me? Is this a value for me to be spending? The amount of money that I'm spending on it, whether it's takeout or at home. I mean, certainly there's ways to save money, but the amount and frequency and yeah, just overall consumption of coffee is definitely a gut check.
If you think of how long you spend in like drive-throughs and in lines at coffee yeah. shops, it's not just about saving money. It's about saving time. It's about efficiency.
Yeah.
It's about stewarding the planet well, mm-hmm. cutting down on paper cups and everything. So there's this whole issue in buying like too much coffee is a multifaceted issue.
Yeah.
And so we're not like latte effect, you know, mm-hmm. people, but we're taking on this episode because there's a lot of different facets to it.
Mm, well said.
So let's get into our first article. It's from bustle.com and it is 11 ways to save money on your daily coffee habit.
Yes. Well, we won't go through all 11. You can check it out. And yeah. We bet that you could probably guess a few of these that are going to be on this article.
Well, yeah, we'll give you some of the unique ones.
Yeah, for sure. But I think to your point, Jen, too. So as you get into this article, it talks about the annual cost of what it is if you buy, you know, let's say $4 lattes daily. Probably mm-hmm. most people aren't buying like Monday through Sunday a $4 mm-hmm. latte. I don't know. Maybe you are.
But I think lattes are closer to $5
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And some places that you go, you're spending $8 for a specialty drink. Like if you're going to the more bougie spots.
Or you're getting a pastry along with your coffee. Oh. A pastry you wouldn't get, but I'm in line anyway.
Yes.
I've been in line for a while. I might as well get food too and make the most of my time.
Tack it on. Yep. Yeah. So conservatively, that's about $1,460 a year. And I like how they encourage you to think about how this relates to other expenses. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is like an insurance cost annually or other types of subscription, what you might pay annually for internet. Like when you kind of put it into context, that helps to think, is it worth it to me to be spending this much a year on coffee? So again, we're not like latte factor, just stop buying coffee out and that's going to save your wallet astronomically. It is this idea of where are the areas, even minor, that we could be cutting back, not just for our wallets, but also for the planet, for our own bodies. Like, I don't think it's great for us to be consuming as much coffee as we consume as a nation. And actually, it is a diagnosable addiction within the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, the DSM, for those of you who are clinically familiar with that, that being addicted to caffeine is a real clinical diagnosis. So this isn't just like, oh, haha, this is so funny. Like there's something so acceptable in mm-hmm. it within our culture and society, but there is this deeper undercurrent that's worth looking at of, am I willing to spend this much? Am I willing to consume this much? Am I willing to have this level of impact on the environment? All of these things. So I love that just overall perspective. And then from there, I think that there are some really helpful tips, just reminders. And so we'll just, you know, pick a couple per person.
Absolutely,
what stood out to you, Jen?
So my favorite, the first one is, I'll just say it's use cash instead of credit. That's a really good, useful for anything across the board. But what I really like and I think is unique, and I've talked about this before, is number three is to get creative. So if you love a really fancy coffee drink, making a brewed cup of coffee at home is going to pale in comparison to what you get out. It's not mm-hmm. going to be an equal trade-off. And so it's not going to be a sustainable change, at least at first. And so the idea of getting creative for how you make coffee is really appealing to me. So we have a friend who told me about this like pumpkin spice oat milk creamer at Aldi. And nice. I was like, wow, that is fancy. And he's like, it's like my own pumpkin spice latte at home. Like, mm-hmm. same thing. So yeah, I would have never thought to get something like that. But you can get creative and you can use like a strong brewed black coffee and do your own combination of different milks or creamers or sugars or whatever. So get creative, and maybe you feel a little convicted by how much sugar and creamer and stuff you put in your coffee, but that's just kind of waking you up to like what you're putting in your body. When you're aware of all of the ingredients and the ratio of them, that's a really good gut check to say like, oh, I'm okay with this, or actually for my health also I want to like change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like number 5, where it talks about finding an alternative for your coffee habit. So yes, coffee provides a lot of caffeine, but they're saying there's other ways that you can get a jolt of energy. So if you are noticing, yeah, I want to cut back on coffee for whatever reason, again, whether it's a budgetary reason or you just don't want to consume this much coffee, looking at, well, why am I doing it? Is it for the energy? Is it for the ritual? Is it to keep my hands warm? So different things you could implement there. And they say, you know, if it is for the jolt of energy, consider exercising or eating a superfood that might help energize you. Get hydrated, get out in the sun early in the morning. That is actually, there's a lot of research that points to that being really effective, is getting outside and getting some degree of sun in the early morning hours. I think they say within like the first 30 minutes of waking up, it has the most benefit. Even for those of you who live in the frigid temperatures, just a few minutes outside, even if it's freezing, even if it just snowed, if the sun is shining, it can have an incredible effect on our ability to kind of get going and have the energy that we need for the day. I would also say, I had an interesting conversation with my cousin-in-law recently, and she said something so simple, but I told her, I'm like, I think this is changing my life right now. She said that her approach to coffee is like her approach to alcohol. She doesn't think you should have it every day. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, it's so simple, right?
Yeah, right.
But I felt like, oh, that makes it so much more just approachable and reasonable mm-hmm. in my mind. Like, I shouldn't have either one every day. I don't have to have alcohol and coffee every day. So even if that speaks to you, that just simple message, I think that all falls under this of finding an alternative, whether it's not having it as often, replacing it with something. I would even say, what about tea? You know, make yourself some tea in the morning rather than coffee. And it's also usually less expensive and you can still get the caffeine. So all kinds of ways that you could find an alternative for this habit.
I have actually started drinking tea at night instead of alcohol.
Me too,
what?
Jen. Have we talked about
this? We didn't talk about this at all.
I mean, it was since my cousin-in-law Malia made this statement that I'm like, all right, I'm making some changes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm starting with the girl in the mirror.
6 on this list is to make coffee ice cubes. I love, so as much as my digits are frigid, I drink a lot of iced coffee because
you do live
Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah. So I really do enjoy iced coffee. And for a while, I could not figure out how to make it at home. I mm-hmm. was very bad at it. I tried all different kinds of cold brew methods. And this is a great one to make sure that your iced coffee doesn't water down with regular ice cubes. But for me, the thing that changed everything was instant coffee. Mm. So I would make instant coffee concentrate. And I'll get a mason jar that holds like 12 ounces, and I'll do 3 tablespoons in the mason jar, fill the line up to 12 ounces of water. And that's my coffee concentrate. And I'll do a little bit of brown sugar.
Ooh,
just started doing that
girl.
In the fall, just because it's, yeah. you know, it's a little, you know,
Special,
yeah. But so that's my coffee concentrate, and I'll do either a regular milk or an almond milk with that. Mm. Like just use 2 ounces of the concentrate. And it is a strong coffee You definitely want to water it down with some water and milk, but it makes a fantastic iced latte.
That sounds so good.
It is so good.
Believe it or not, we're not drinking coffee as we record this episode.
We are not. I said we should.
Yeah. Or just to be ironic, drink tea.
Yeah.
I mean, we're drinking water. I guess that is ironic.
So there are a lot of different ways to do iced coffee at home. So I would say give that a try. If you have found that regular iced coffee does not work for you, if the coffee ice cubes aren't enough, try a coffee concentrate out of instant coffee. Instant coffee is really good. Don't sleep on it. It is super good. And you don't even need hot coffee to brew it. You can, it's dehydrated coffee. So it's not beans. So you can do it with like ice water too.
Super inexpensive way, because then you don't even need to have a coffee maker. And I would say iced coffee is one of the easiest things to do at home. It's a lot more forgiving with what you can add to it as far as flavor goes, and usually can be very enjoyable. So if you're a little bit apprehensive about making yourself a good cup of joe at home, start with iced coffee.
Yeah.
I like 10 on here because it's how I choose to live life. Order a cup of black coffee.
You do drink black coffee.
So there's a couple of reasons that I'm going to say for this. The article isn't necessarily
saying
this.
I don't drink black
this.
Coffee. So if you're wondering which one of us is the serial killer, I won't say who, but I don't drink black coffee.
I, Jill, drink black coffee, and I also do shady things. So first of all, just sugar content. So you're not going to have the milk, the sugar, the whatever else you add to it if you just drink black coffee. So that's great. But also, if you are ordering out, many of you know, black drip coffee is going to be the least expensive thing. I mean, you can add stuff to it, but drip coffee is going to be the least expensive thing that you can order out at the shop. And then, of course, you can add things to it to make it tastier. But if you are looking for what's going to be the most cost effective, if you are finding yourself out, black drip coffee.
I don't think I'm ever going to be desperate enough to do that. But for me, so I equate it back to the cappuccino factor, which is something we've talked about before,
but we cannot get
deeper into the coffee episode without explaining the cappuccino factor. So I mentioned the latte factor. And for those of you who don't know, it's an idea, also a book by David Bach, who is great. I love David Bach. But essentially is that millennials are not buying homes or building wealth because they're buying too many lattes. And that's not what he was saying, but it's how it's been interpreted. And so we do believe that too many mindless purchases do inhibit wealth building. I think we can all agree with that. But we've rebranded it into being the cappuccino factor because cappuccinos are typically about 50 cents to a dollar cheaper on the menu. So maybe it's not about eliminating the small pleasures of life and sacrificing those to build wealth, but just finding slightly cheaper alternatives. And I equate the cappuccino somewhere between the latte and the black drip coffee.
There you go.
Like I won't go drip coffee,
right?
But I will go cappuccino.
Hey, everyone has their boundaries.
That's my brand
of
frugality. The lines
they draw in the sand.
Cappuccino factor.
I think it's, if you are going regularly to purchase coffee out, you really do have to start to evaluate, do I need it to be very special and very tasty every single time, right? That's different from if you just go out occasionally and that's when you get your really great drink versus every single day, definitely cappuccino factor or drip coffee, black. But
shady
yeah.
things, shady things.
Any other tips for you from this list, Jen?
So my last one is to create your own creamer. And I think there are so many great DIY recipes online for either flavored creamers or just syrups. You can make your own syrups. I found that actually TikTok is a great place to find like coffee talk. coffee talk.
Yes.
Great little recipes for different like flavorings you can add to your coffee. And that's another way to make it fun. I mean, if you are really interested, like if the intricate factor and the, you know, the bougie factor of going out is what appeals to you, then this could be a way to make drinking coffee at home more appealing. So I think the main goal is just to find what fits for you to get you excited about drinking coffee at home. That's what I would boil it down to.
Or not drinking coffee, if that's the decision you want to make.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't have much to add. I mean, obviously on here is make it at home. So yeah, of course that's a factor here. But I think what I would also say to that is that, again, along the lines of figuring out what works for you, if you are going to make the switch to making it at home, then you could invest in maybe a nicer coffee maker or a way of making coffee that you enjoy most. And then you can get creative with the making your own creamers or trying iced coffee. And so it doesn't just have to be, all right, I made it in my Mr. Coffee machine and that's it. And I don't really like it. And there's nothing special to it. Make it at home, but engage all these other aspects to it as well that makes it fun and tasty and work for you.
Absolutely.
My favorite part about spring cleaning is that post-clean clarity when I'm like, wow, I can finally think clearly. How was I functioning in that mess before? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan.
If this sounds like the type of spring cleaning your finances need right now, then it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Plus, you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
So let's talk about not drinking coffee at home, because that's also something good. Sometimes you just need to hold the paper cup. You're on, you know, you're camping or something and you need something to like get you through the day because you slept through it like on an air mattress that deflated. Yes. So this next article is from thelisttv.com and it is 11 places that give away free coffee and drinks.
Perfect. That's
a, yeah. Sometimes you don't have to cut back on your habit. You just have to find creative ways to fund it.
It's very true. I'll be honest. I am definitely, I would fall under the category of coffee snob. So most of these places are suspect to me. I'm not sure that I would walk into half of them for my cup of coffee.
That's why you drink black coffee.
That's why I make my coffee at home.
When I think about the drip, I think about McDonald's. And that's not where I'm
getting. Oh, yeah. No. I'm not getting drip coffee at McDonald's. Mm-mm. I'm not getting any kind of coffee at McDonald's. But that's just me. But if free coffee is what speaks to you, here we go.
Yeah. So the first one is, of course, Starbucks. And I actually had an instance the other day where I got some Starbucks. So I like Starbucks. They're by my house. I don't drink black coffee like I'm a normal human being. And I will get... When I get free gift cards through apps, I don't use the rebate and the gift card apps a lot, but I use them enough to redeem for some free gift cards, and I will typically get them to Target or Starbucks, Jill's favorite places.
If you've not heard before, my unpopular opinion is that I don't care for either Starbucks or Target, but it saves a lot of temptation for me.
Yeah, I wish I could be that strong, but I will use them to, I will have the Starbucks app and I will get the points or the stars, but my purchases are made on gift cards. I did put like $10 or $15 on my card on my Starbucks app because it was like triple stars or there were some kind of bonus that if you put some money on there, you got like a bunch of stars. And so recently I needed a few more stars because I had like a bunch expiring because it's not like I'm going all the time. The stars do expire. If you didn't know that, now you do. But we put this in our stories and somebody messaged me and they're like, oh no, they expire. So there's your public service announcement. Don't let those stars expire. But I used up my stars for a free drink. But the way I earned them was mostly through free gift cards to Starbucks. So I would definitely, I mean, if you like Starbucks, join the rewards. Don't go there just to get double stars. Like that is not something I do, but
that is the danger of rewards programs. And they know that you might just go just to get the rewards and then you might not even be saving money. But if you are already going and you've got one nearby, then sure.
Yeah.
The rewards program can be good.
Yeah. I got a pumpkin spice latte with an extra shot and one less pump of pumpkin.
That was a mouthful.
I know, right?
I don't know if my brain can process that. All right, the next one that we will highlight here that I can stomach this. Dunkin' Donuts. So again, with the rewards program, and you'll catch a theme here. Dunkin', I will say, they do pass out free coffee constantly.
The T-Mobile app, you'll see cards for Dunkin' Donuts all the time.
Yes. Whether it's in a mailer or through a phone app or by being a part of their rewards program, they give out coupons year-round, and then you can also earn points for every beverage or purchase that you make and get free coffee that way. But of course, all of these are, you know, they want you to be more loyal to them in order to receive it. But I think highlighting it for the purpose of when can you get free coffee without even needing to do much or spend money? And I think that is possible with some of these places.
Yeah. The next couple on the list, I think I will highlight a theory versus themselves. But so like, there are things like Caribou and Pete's and Bigby, and we don't actually have those near us, but they offer like a free coffee for joining their rewards program or downloading their app. And so I think the place of most necessity where you need takeout coffee is probably when you're traveling. And so if you're traveling to a place that has a coffee franchise that you don't live near, then it's worth checking out to see if they offer a free coffee for downloading the app or joining the rewards program. Do it before you leave or like right when you get there, because there's usually a couple days lag time, but you could get a free coffee. So that can, if you have a travel budget while you are traveling, can cut down a little bit on that budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that tip for, kind of the once off. I do want to go out for coffee. I don't typically do this. Yeah, that's great. Especially when that's all you got to do, download the app and get the coffee, not spend any money. I will say this, is not on the list, but Panera has been and is continuing to offer free coffee right now. So when this episode airs in December, they're offering free coffee through the end of 2021 with their subscription. So you sign up for it, you get free unlimited amounts of coffee through the end of the year. The catch is then that they're going to start charging you monthly. So the trick there, if you don't want to continue paying for that, is to cancel that before they start charging. But that's a really cool program. Eric and I took advantage of that for also to co-work. I mean, both of us work from home. And so even sometimes that's a thing with purchasing coffee, is going out just for a place to work, which if you're comparing it to a price of a co-working space, going to a coffee shop and buying a coffee is far more cost effective than paying for a co-working space. But especially with Panera offering this free unlimited coffee subscription, That's been awesome. So if you're catching this through the end of 2021, there's your little tip.
Absolutely. I think another one that's not on this list, if you have a Wawa near you and you join the Wawa, you can get, I think, free coffee every Tuesday.
Yes.
But they're not unique in that. There are a lot of gas stations or loyalty programs. I think at one time Dunkin' had it. I don't know if they still do.
Sometimes, like, if football teams in your area win, they'll like do a free coffee day. Yeah, so like
you can get free coffee every such and such day. Mm-hmm. And so maybe if you work from home, you can align that day from work to work from that place. Or, you know, if you need gas at the Wawa, maybe that's the day you get gas during the week. So it takes a smidgen of extra planning. And all it is looking this information up around at the coffee shops around you and then putting in your phone, like on a calendar or an alarm to go off to remind you of your plan. And then maybe it's just, you know, cheap coffee, drip coffee, but you have your DIY creamer at home, or you have your like fancy thing to spruce it up.
And it got you out of the house to do something and kind of gave you a treat that didn't cost you money.
Yeah. So find whatever the cue or craving is for the coffee habit and figure out how to meet that and how free avenues can also meet it. Sometimes it's not all about drinking coffee at home, but just creatively meeting our needs and sometimes changing those needs if needed.
I also love the tip that's kind of embedded in what you were saying earlier with, if you are a person who does some of these different rebate apps for shopping, it's not a ton of money that you get back on gift cards, but to put it towards coffee would be a great reason to do something like that. If you are a person who goes out for coffee often, to do like Ibotta, things like that, where you can, or Rebate Key, where you can get the gift cards and then just put it towards that low cost coffee purchase.
Yeah, I think Fetch and Ibotta are the ones. Ibotta actually gives you cash though. So I don't typically use that.
So then
put
the cash towards your groceries.
Right. I think Fetch is the biggest one. And I actually have some from Swagbucks, but I think that comes from being a blogger and having like a really old like blog post that gets a lot of traffic to Swagbucks. So I don't think I could share that tip, but Fetch for sure.
It's awesome.
And if you haven't signed up for Fetch, frugalfriendspodcast.com/Fetch, I think you get like a extra $5 or $10 for signing up through that link.
Nice. Putting it in the link.
Good.
You know, the show notes.
You know what else we're going to put in this show notes?
The bill of the week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
So I was watching the Frugal Summit video with Lisa, and I believe Jen mentioned that it doesn't seem like very many people know bills. So I thought I would go ahead and submit a bill of the week. I haven't done it before. I have not one, but two Uncle Bills. One of my mom's sisters married a Bill, and one of my dad's sisters married a Bill. So that's my Bill of the Week, my double Uncle Bills.
Double Uncle Bills.
Wow. This is one of my faves.
Double Uncle.
This is going into top faves. Amazing. Not one, but two.
Two Bills.
Two Bills of the Week of a lifetime. Wow. I love it when the bills are people.
I do too. I wish one of them was Bill Curtis, but I'll forgive you if one of your uncles is not Bill Curtis. That's fine, but somebody's got to know Bill Curtis. Somebody. Maybe. We'll find them. We will find them.
What is it, like 6 degrees of separation between you and everyone in the world? So.
I mean, we're both 1 degree separated from Adele. So I feel like we could find Bill Curtis. Like, how hard is this got to be?
I don't know. I don't know. You digress, though.
I do.
She's got double Uncle Bills, and that's... That's good enough for me.
I'm so sorry. Well,
it's beyond good enough
for me. If you have uncles named Bill or know anybody named Bill Curtis, then submit your Bill of the Week to frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill to leave us yours.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards, a free flight, a room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
I don't love creating my spending plan each month, and it took me a while to find a budgeting app that had simple features but didn't feel and look like a spreadsheet. If that's you too, Monarch's the way to go.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
I like how easy it is to customize my budget and create automatic transaction rules. The transaction widget helps me stay on top of my spending. After using Monarch for several months, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial. And now it's time for
the lightning round. So today we are going to share our drinks of choice.
Drink of choice in general.
Coffee drink of choice, Jill. And our frugal coffee drink of choice. Okay. I guess maybe we can share our frugal and our splurge.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Jill, you.
Okay. I really like coffee. I look forward to it every day. It is a ritual. It not only gets me out of bed, it puts me to bed. As in, every night, without fail, I get excited for coffee the next morning. It probably is a problem. And I keep saying to Eric, like, I have had coffee for like maybe decades at this point. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm getting old. And it never fails to, I look forward to it.
It's so lovely.
I don't even know why. It doesn't do anything for me. If I don't have it, I don't get a headache. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
I think it's for me, it's the ritual. So we make coffee at home like literally every day. We work from home, so that doesn't, like, it's easy. I'm not passing shops. It's not a temptation for me. But because of that, then we have placed value on it and we buy generally nice coffee and we have a pour over setup. So now that we've got our setup down, we get whole coffee beans. We grind it ourselves and it makes really amazing coffee. I will say this has been a frugal choice for me recently. We did have a coffee subscription with a local coffee company from where we're from back up in PA. And a friend is the head roaster, Backyard Beans. I'll give them a shout out. They're in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Amazing, amazing coffee. But just starting to realize that I don't know if this is what I want to be spending monthly on. They have a reasonable coffee subscription, but we did realize that the whole bean Dunkin' Donuts bag, we actually don't mind. As much as of a coffee snob as we are, I'm like, this is actually just coffee. And with a good pour over setup, it's real decent. So that is now what we're on right now, and it is freeing up more money for our renovations. So that's my frugal, is whole bean, ground up ourselves, pour over.
And coffee. It really is a very simple, inexpensive setup you've got, yeah, with the pour over and the little heated carafe, so you can put it in that, mm-hmm, and then just pour hot coffee whenever you want. It stays hot I'm always impressed by your coffee setup. Mm,
thanks, Jen. It took a lot of iterations to get there. And we do have a box full of alternative coffee methods, including a coffee maker and a French press. And oh, we've gone through so many different things. But this is where we've landed. And yeah, it does save us a ton of money over going out. My splurge is, I would say, about once a month, I will go to a nice coffee shop and get a cappuccino. And that is like a very special reward for me. I love cappuccinos.
You do. Mm-hmm. You are the actual creator of the cappuccino factor. Effect. Yeah. The cappuccino factor. I got like my first cappuccino because of you.
Aww.
And that is how we came up with the factor.
I got my first Roth IRA because of you.
That's so sweet. So, how you know, we serve each other in that way.
It's such an equal exchange. I
love
this
that.
Is.
I love that about us.
What about you, Jen?
So my frugal coffee is definitely the instant coffee. Mm-hmm. I came into it from last year's TikTok craze with the whipped coffee, and it was too much work, and I was like, what if I just made, and then it would melt anyways, it would go, and I was like, why am I giving this extra step to this coffee? I'll just make the instant coffee. And I did, and it was life-changing. And so a big thing at instant coffee for me is $10, and it lasts so many months because it just makes this really great concentrate.
Amazing.
And you can add whatever you want to it. I'll typically just add almond milk. And I don't like almond milk in hot coffee.
Ooh, that's a good point.
But it is fine. It's masked by the coffee concentrate. So really, I've tested it with regular milk and almond milk. And I can't really taste a difference for me. Maybe it's just because I've become so used to the taste of the concentrate, and I drink it really strong. But, and I also will do that same setup with my morning protein shake. So I'll just do 2 ounces of coffee concentrate, 6 ounces of almond milk, and then a scoop of protein powder, and just shake that together.
Ooh.
So that's my like daily protein.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's the frugal. And I decided this year, I was like, I got several cold brews and iced coffees, and I went back and forth over the summer, like with just different iced coffees at coffee shops, and I hate them all as compared to the coffee concentrate that I make.
That's amazing.
Right.
Good job.
So
the frugal is the best way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a win.
But you'd never know. I wouldn't have never known that if I wasn't trying to like repurpose the product I already had to reduce my food waste. So that's my frugal choice. And then my expensive choice is typically an iced latte, because I was buying iced coffee to be more frugal, but realized it's more frugal, but I don't enjoy it as much. So what's the point? But I do still enjoy an iced latte. Espresso really gets me. And
yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. So
without a nice espresso maker, that's hard to recreate at home.
Yeah. So I do like an iced latte. And if I go to the Italian market, I will get a cappuccino.
Ooh, we need to do that together.
Yeah.
We have a great Italian market near us in St. Pete.
It is wonderful. So
that'll be my monthly thing.
That is ours. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that if you are a coffee drinker, whether you are just loving the experience of coffee or you are a true connoisseur of the coffee bean, I hope that you got something out of this and realize that it's less about cutting down the spending, but finding creative ways to save and decluttering the number of transactions you make every month.
Ooh, I like it worded that way. Decluttering your transactions.
Because it can be overwhelming to see so many transactions every month. And it's more cumbersome to budget and to reconcile your budget when you have so many transactions. So we're also trying to do that as well. Simplify our spending in all of these ways.
Beautiful.
But we love coffee, and we never tell anybody to stop drinking coffee.
Unless you want to, then I support you.
Yes, unless you want to. It could be good for you.
Yes.
So thank you for listening, and thank you for your kind reviews on Apple Podcasts, like this one from Jamie Nellinson. Amazing podcast, just happens to be 5 stars. Jen and Jill are so inspiring, and I learned so much from them both. They feel like close friends I've known for a long time, and I look forward to when I have new episodes to listen to. We love you, Jamie. You are a close friend, a longtime close friend.
That's so great.
Just never met.
Thanks for listening, Jamie. We also want to thank our friends who share these episodes on social media. So when you share the latest episode on Instagram, we're adding you to our monthly drawing. For every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we're giving away $50 for you to spend in the Frugal Friends shop. We've got a shop.
I know. It's fun.
So we don't have a drive-thru, but it is a shop. Yeah,
you will not have to wait in line. You keep leaving us reviews. We'll keep giving you podcast episodes. And send the screenshots of those reviews to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to tag us on social. And you could be getting some free stuff from our new Frugal Friends shop.
See you next week.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
I cannot drink coffee in the afternoon. I only drink it in the morning. How about you?
I can. Remember that time I came over I was like, I need some coffee. And you're like, are you worried for me? And
I asked you, I think like 3 times, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Because it was 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock, yeah.
And you were very tired and you're like, can you make me coffee? I'm like, I can. I am physically capable of that. And I have all of the tools and resources to do that for you. However, are you sure this is a good decision? Will you sleep? Because I can't have caffeine past 2:30 without it messing up my sleep that night.
Yeah. My body has never reacted very sensitively to caffeine, unless it's a very strong cold brew or something that's just like death defying. I can pretty much drink it at any time, but I also don't want to take advantage of that, so I do not do it often.
Right.
There are some times where it'll affect me. Mm-hmm. So I know that as I get older, my body is not like it was in college. But I can still drink coffee in the evenings and go to bed fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. But that reiterates is that I don't really need it in the morning. Right. It doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
But it is that ritual that I love.
Yeah.
I do love it.
Well, and I think that helps too. If you even limit yourself to a certain time of day, that's a whole other tip.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Cheers. Let us know your coffee tips.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.